missed it, download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.
Maybe this will refresh your memory.
Since 2008, The Morning Sickness with Brian, Gene, and Shaw have been your wake-up specialists.
Like old times, huh?
Now it's time to take a look back.
Go way back.
It's the Monday Morning Throwback. Every Monday morning from the Sweet Stop and Sandwich Shop in Preston.
Email from Brenda at the Sweet Stop and Sandwich Shop says their flavored coffee is chocolate caramel brownie. Caramel brownie, whatever pronunciation you prefer. Beer, cheese, chili, and chicken noodle are the soups. And, of course, it's Meatball Monday, Shaw, so meatball sub. Also, tomorrow is Pi Day, 3.14.
Oh, sure.
Ooh.
So $3.14 for a piece of pie tomorrow, all day, at the Sweet Stop and Sandwich Shop in Preston. Thank you, Brenda. Appreciate that. This Monday Morning Throwback is from just a couple of years ago, actually. Right in the midst of a pandemic, we were trying to find things to talk about after the world shut down. This was kind of a weird week in 2020, Shaw.
Was it?
Well, on March 11th was when Rudy Gobert tested positive in the NBA. The next day, the NBA said, that's it. We're not having any more games. Mm-hmm. And then on March 17th, the government said, hey, you're shutting down. And everybody in the state of Wisconsin was like, okay, now it's real. Yep. They're shutting the bars down. And they said, the bars are closing at 5, and the bars closed at 5. It was super weird because, you know, the running joke is that we won't take it seriously until the bars in Wisconsin close down. And that's exactly
then
what happened.
We started taking it seriously.
Well, and we hadn't even had a confirmed case in the state yet at the time.
That was this week, three years ago. That was our race.
And it got canceled. Yeah. Like we were going to do it.
The man said, no, you can't do it.
If you do it, we'll shut you down. And yeah.
Literally that morning.
What a wild time, Shaw. What a knee jerk. What an absolute knee jerk reaction. Anyways, we were looking for things to talk about because there wasn't a lot else going on, Shaw. And we happen to have another holiday later on this week. It's on March 16th, and that is what our Monday Morning Throwback is. An introduction for Scott Robert Shaw on what 316 is all about.
What's the date today, by the way, Shaw?
16th of March.
How would you write that down?
3-16-20.
Did you say 316?
Oh, boy.
Happy 316 day, Shaw.
Okay.
Take that corn dog.
What?
And down it with some beers. Stone cold style. Drink beers, give stunners. Those are the two things you're supposed to do on 316.
That's not right.
Drink beers, give stunners, Shaw. Okay. Happy 316 day. It's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. Did you know that?
I didn't know
that. And that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so.
Texas Rattlesnake. It's his day. Celebrated appropriately.
Right.
Drink beers and give stunners?
Yeah. Drink beers and give stunners, Shaw. That's what 316 is all about, in case you were wondering.
It's coming up again on Thursday.
And it is coming up again on Thursday. So remember that on Thursday, Shaw. We're going to drink beers and give stunners.
And that's the bottom line. Because Stone Cold said so.
And that is, in fact, the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Because Stone Cold said so. Shaw had no idea what 316 was all about.
No, I did not.
Had to school him, had to learn him, had to teach him, had to tell him something. He would stomp a mud hole in you and then walk it dry, Shaw. That's exactly what the Texas Rattlesnake would do.
Oh, man. Eesh. Walk it dry, Shaw. That sounds painful.
Yep. Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass. You got that?
I got it.
Do you got it?
Clear as day.
There'll never be anything like Stone Cold. It was just perfect.
No, you didn't. He wasn't one of your pillow buddies.
No, I was an adult, a fully grown adult at that point.
Okay.
No pillow buddies then?
No. Well, I had buddies, but they came over and we drank beers and watched Monday Night Raw. And
got it. You didn't sleep with them.
WCW Monday Night.
Gave stunners?
We did not give stunners, no. I mean, we'd occasionally get drunk and hit each other with trash cans, but, you know.
That was a different.
But that's the bottom line, Shaw. Because Stone Cold
said so.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That is right. Listen to the rest of our conversation about 316 Day on the Morning Sickness page at 957therock.com. The Monday Morning Throwback each and every Monday right around 7:40, courtesy of the Sweet Stop and Sandwich Shop in Preston. 316. Now you know.
I do. Now I'm ready.
Drink beers and give stunners.
I think he spills more beer than he drinks when he slams them.
Yeah, occasionally. Mm-hmm. But that's why you got to drink a lot of them.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Make up for what you spill.
Who the hell are you guys? It's the best of the morning sickness. Brought to you by Krat Lumber. Only on 95.7 The Rock.
Drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Unfortunately, we are going through life fat, drunk, and stupid.
Oh.
And in fact, we're getting stupider. And we didn't even go to Jupiter. IQs actually tend to go up from generation to generation, something called the Flynn effect. In the last 90 years, they've increased an average of about 3 points per decade. But a recent study at Northwestern and the University of Oregon found the trend may be stalled out since 2006 or even reversed. Shaw, we might even...
We're getting dumber.
Idiocracy is taking full effect here, Shaw.
See plenty of examples of that.
The biggest change they saw was in kids, which is the scary part, right? Usually their brains are high-functioning sponges. They're grasping at everything. They're trying to learn as much as possible.
Yes.
Apparently they're getting dumber. They found a slight dip in IQs across all age groups, even adults. That includes being worse at problem-solving, math skills, and verbal reasoning. They didn't really look at what's causing it, however, so we have no idea what it is. But they did suggest that it might have something to do with our education system.
Okay.
Understaffed, overworked, all that stuff.
Well, some of that time, kids weren't even in school. They were learning from home or trying to.
That said, it's not just happening in school. Separate studies found IQs might be dropping globally. Some other theories...
Well, good. At least it's not just us.
Some other theories as to why we might be getting dumber include more pollution.
Okay.
Overall physical health of the brain.
Mm-hmm. Right?
You're breathing in toxins. Sure. And changes in our diet. We're eating unnatural foods, things that are not real. They're being made. Mm-hmm.
By the way,
laboratory.
P.S., have you tried the new Doritos, the sweet tangy barbecue that was released at the Super Bowl?
Good. The game changer?
Dude.
Yeah.
Whole bag.
Must.
Whole
got
bag.
To.
Really?
Got to.
Whole bag?
Must.
Was that your comeback from colonoscopy food?
That was, no. That was a chocolate malt and a fish sandwich.
Yeah, take it easy. take it easy down there. You know what I'm saying? Just don't overdo it with them chips.
Whew.
Another theory for what's behind our IQ situation, Shaw, is our obsession with our phones and social media.
Waiting for that.
Yeah, you knew that had to be on there.
I don't do anything stupid until I get back.
How can I? Taking all the stupid with you.
You're taking all the stupid with you, Shaw. You're going over there with all the dum-dums, all the stupid. But yeah, our collective IQ has dropped for the first time in nearly a century.
That's rather discouraging.
And it sounds like it's a lot of different things all coming together and making us dumber.
You're too stupid to have a good time.
I don't know if I'm too stupid to have a good time, Dalton, but I might be too stupid to figure out this complex math problem. Thankfully, I got my phone right here.
Right?
Hey, and while I'm looking at the phone thing, why don't I go on Facebook and scroll on a TikTok or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Shaw?
That's right. We're easily distracted.
Oh, of course. Ooh, shiny. Shiny object. Squirrel. We're getting dumber, Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I think you can't get any dumber, you go and do something like this and totally redeem yourself. I don't know. Your kids are smart.
Yeah. And they are smart.
They are smart.
They're leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
I have great faith in the youth of today.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Well, at least a couple of us do.
Sweet and tangy barbecue, Shaw.
I'm going to have to pick one of those up.
I'm just telling you. It's a sweet and tangy.
Are you going to cheat on your Dorito look or Doritos?
That's what, you're a taco.
I'm a taco guy, yeah, but I'm willing to try. You
got to try it. It may not be for you.
It may not be my new favorite, but.
I'm just saying you should give it a try.
I will.
It's brand new flavor. Sweet and barbecue.
Brian, Gene, and Shaw get their best stuff every Saturday morning. Brought to you by Krat Lumber.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
The best of the morning sickness.
Too early for flapjacks?
Only on 95.7 The Rock.
A human hand found by a man walking his dog on Staten Island has been identified as that of a woman who was buried nearby. The body part belonged to a 63-year-old woman who died in 2011. This woman had been buried.
How did the hand get up?
Well, the woman had been buried in a wooden coffin at a nearby cemetery. And the hand is believed to have been dislodged late in February when the plot next to the woman's resting place was excavated for a new burial. They say the equipment likely separated the hand from the woman's remains.
Hell no.
And it was then lost in the soil that was dumped out.
Damn alligator bit my hand.
Oh, my God.
No, the hand actually was buried with the rest of you, and then it just came up because we were digging this other grave.
The cemetery said the remains would be respectfully reinterred.
From my cold, dead hand.
Yeah, put it back.
Put it back.
Put my cold dead hand back.
Please.
Put it back where it came from.
Get your damn hands off.
Uh-oh. Get your damn hands off her, Shaw. I can't. It's dead. My hand's dead. I can't move it. I saw that movie. It had, what's his nuts in it? Who's the guy? What the hell? Michael Caine. The hand. You ever see that movie?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. No, but you talked about it. Love it's bizarre, right?
So he's an artist.
It's a donor hand.
He's an artist. It's not a donor hand. He's an artist, and he's getting an argument with his wife. She's cheating on him with her yoga instructor. And so she's driving down the road. The way he loses his hand is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in film. He's got his hand out the window. He's arguing with his wife in the car. And then they go around this truck, and the hand gets, like, cut off by the truck, and he's squirting blood everywhere. Here's, like, accomplished actor Michael Caine. He's getting blood squirted all over him. And then the hand somehow becomes possessed and starts killing everybody that he has a problem with.
Because they reattached it.
No, he didn't get the hand reattached. No. The hand stays. Crawling around and going. Yeah, and then anytime
it's doing its own bidding.
Well, and it's great because whenever someone's going to die, it goes from color to black and white, so you know somebody's going to get it. Like this, you know who's actually in the very funny. Oliver Stone is actually in the movie, and Oliver Stone plays this bum who harasses him after he loses his hand for some money to buy some booze, and then all of a sudden he gets killed by the hand.
Hand.
Movie thing.
It's all right. A weird man has been caught on camera in England smashing a little girl's snowman after jumping out of his car when he saw it.
He saw the snowman and he pulled over and jumped out and
did a karate kick on it. He was seen on the family's doorbell cam destroying the 9-year-old's creation.
I think it has more to do with trying to show your karate skills than it does with destroying the snowman.
That's possible. Just
an innocent bystander here. This was a guy trying to show off his karate skills.
Yes, the snowman was sent flying backwards by a jumping kick launched by the man. The little girl upset with the destruction, with the remains left in the front garden. The girl's mother said the treatment of the snowman was mean and horrible
mean.
And is still hoping to find out.
It was mean.
I get it. It might be upsetting for the girl, but can we move on?
Yeah.
Listen,
she's not going to be scarred for life
It's
a snowman.
What he did is not criminal.
The hell out of it.
Listen, who hasn't been drunk at a radio station at 2 a.m. with your buddy and karate kicked the door?
Come on, man.
Off some sweet skills, man. Yeah, that's all it is. Check this out. You got out. Check out this back spinning kick. Maybe it's encouraging.
Was he a real person? It was a snowman.
Encouraging the young girl to take up karate. Right. Look how fit and flexible I am.
And to teach her a lesson.
I can karate kick your snowman right in the face.
Cannabis has long been had strong ties to Jamaican culture, but it is not a legal free-for-all there, and this person found that out the hard way. 37-year-old American woman busted after trying to bring about 20 ounces of weed into Jamaica.
They got weed in Jamaica?
Right. But when she was caught...
They're kind of known for it,
Sean. She told customs officers she wanted to show her Jamaican friends that there is better weed in the United States.
Oh, why don't you invite them over for a visit?
Well, there you go.
They're not leaving. She's just taking the weed to them.
This woman was from New York and does have a license to have marijuana for medicinal purposes, but she did not have permission to have
travel with it
in Jamaica.
Glaucoma.
Yeah.
And this is a great story. I love this story so much.
Okay.
It's about a very naughty goat.
Ooh, goats.
Yes. This is a story out of the UK where a fed-up farmer has goat to be kidding because she took her silly goat Gruff to a makeshift court. Anne Lomas decided to take the drastic action after Gary the goat started causing mayhem on her farm.
Freaking Gary.
She bought the animal a couple years ago from a breeder with the idea that children visiting her alpacas on her farm could walk with him. But within hours, Gary showed his devil horns meant business.
So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Like mayhem like
Gary. Oh, there's lots of mayhem. So soon after she brought the animal home, the terror started when the goat started harassing other farm animals, stealing their food.
Hell yeah.
And headbutting them.
Gary.
She said she had to separate them from the other goats because he kept headbutting them with his horns. Mm-hmm. She finally put pool noodles over his horns to try.
A lot of farmers do that, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, because goats are, you know, that's what they use, and they'll. But and so, like, in order to protect the other animals on the farm when they can't be around, they put the pool noodles on.
Yeah,
so
Gary,
softens the blow.
Well, it didn't work so well because he kept shaking them off. So the goat would escape, and he would visit neighboring properties and would come back with bras and panties on his head.
Oh man!
Yeah, apparently
Gary.
He's getting into the laundry out there.
Yes, he would take them off the laundry line. Another person living in the village found the goat asleep in their living room where he had broken in and left them a very unwanted present. During lockdown, the goat also took to terrifying customers by jumping onto their picnic benches and eating their lunch.
Gary sounds like a hell of a fun guy.
Then in January, after biting a farmer's butt, owner decided enough was enough. She created a makeshift court and found him guilty of a string of charges from theft to criminal damage to assault. Now she puts him in a small pen whenever he misbehaves. She says it gives him time to think about his actions.
Yeah, you think about what you've done, mister.
And it gives Gary. The other animals a break from his bullying.
Yeah, gotta have a break from Gary, man. Yeah. You gotta give him a rest, Gary.
Great. Now I've got anxiety and I need a pill every day because of Gary.
Gary,
you brought freaking Gary around. Now I gotta have stealing
people's underwear.
I gotta have some therapy because of Gary.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go.
We're afraid of Gary.
Come on, Gary.
Too much.
Gary's just living his best life,
yeah,
man. He's doing what he wants to do.
He is. I gotta.
You're gonna miss Gary when he's gone.
That's true.
You are. You're gonna look back and you'll be like, man, remember Gary did
all
this?
All those shenanigans.
Remember the time he pants fell down, he ruined bare ass for the touchdown? Mm-hmm. Remember the time when the water boy showed up at the halftime of the Bourbon Bowl and they won the Gators one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it's going to be like when Gary the Goat's not around. You're going to be looking back saying, man, I wish Gary and his shenanigans were around.
Broke into the apartment. Memories. I mean, that's funny. Bit somebody in the butt, funny.
Yep. Stealing underwear, funny.
Funny. Very funny. Stealing underwear is funny.
Shaking off his horn.
See, Gary's he's the class clown.
Yeah.
He wants to be a goofball.
Going to OD on an eight ball at some point. That's what's going to happen. That's what happens to those class clowns. They're funny, their star burns out, Shaw. Doesn't fade away. Gary the Goat.
Let's put on a show.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by Krat Lumber. But let's be honest, Shaw's the real star of the show.
A 35-second shot clock.
Five Tigers, Catamounts, Nittany Lions, two Cougars, Bobcats, Bison, Bruins, Bears, Panthers, and Hoosiers, Sun Devils, Blue Devils, Horned Frogs, Crimson Tide, Friars, and Islanders, two Gales, and the Knights, Red Hawks, Jayhawks, and Hawkeyes, Raging Cajun Aztecs, Fighting Illini, four Wildcats, who the hell are the Norse? Figure it out, there's still 33 more. Spartans, Raiders, Trojans, Boilermakers, and Musketeers, Terrapins, Paladins, Huskies, Rams, Cavaliers, Longhorns, Antelopes, Double Aggies, and Broncos, Golden Eagles, Swines, Golden Flashes, Cyclones, and Gauchos, Thor, Bulldogs, Two Owls, Blue Jays, Mountaineers, Volunteers, Hurricanes, Two Wolfpacks, Razorbacks, that's it. Write them down, fill out your brackets, it's March Madness.
Yes!
Ooh, here it goes, here it is.
It has finally arrived.
This is it.
We've got the first four starting tonight.
Yep.
The actual tournament starting on Thursday, NIT with the Badgers starting tonight as well. March Madness by the numbers. Are you ready, Shaw?
I am.
$16.3 billion. That is corporate losses due to unproductive workers during March Madness.
Oh, no way, really?
Put my wife on that one.
Bracket.
Got to check the scores, got to watch the games, got to fill out the brackets.
Yep, got multiple different highlighters, different colors for different brackets. Oh, yeah. 37%. That is the percentage of Americans willing to call in sick or skip work to watch games. That's high.
Seems like it.
Yeah. $1.14 billion. That is the annual revenue of the NCAA in 2022.
Oof.
$0. That is what payers are paid for participating in the tournament, Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
But they got those sweet NIL deals. And
they do.
Getting rich off that.
They are.
12+. Number of college basketball programs involved on corruption cases involving payments to players since 2017. That should come to an end, right, with these NIL deals? Mm-hmm. Maybe, potentially, possibly, perhaps. $10.2 million. That is the salary of Kansas's Bill Self, college basketball's highest paid coach. The school's chancellor, by the way.
Yeah.
And the governor of Kentucky make combined $710,000. Make less combined than the coach of the basketball program. What's important in Kansas?
Basketball?
Yes, not the government, basketball. All right, March Madness by the numbers. Here we go, a few more. $334.2 million. That is the estimated value of Kentucky's basketball program, which is the highest among all schools. It generates $22 million in revenue every year. Just the basketball program.
Oh, my gosh.
You're very welcome, all the other sports that don't generate any revenue. Enjoy your uniforms because of the basketball program. Mm-hmm. It's commercialism, all right? It's capitalism. That's how it works.
The TV dollars.
It's okay. It's okay to say. 47 times. That is the difference between the average NBA rookie salary of $3.4 million and a Division I men's basketball scholarship for a year, which is $71,400. So the average NBA rookie salary is 47 times more than the scholarship for 1 year for a D1 men's basketball student. 47 times
just
more.
Just a slight difference.
And you wonder why they want to go to the NBA right away, right? That's where the money is. $10 billion plus dollars. That is the amount wagered already on the 2023 tournament, and that's everything, Shaw. That's legal, that's bookies, that's the guy in your office, that's all that. $4 billion plus is the amount wagered illegally, by the way. So out of that $10 billion, almost half of it is illegal.
Well, define illegal.
Are you going to get your kneecaps broken? And that's probably illegal. All right. March Madness by the numbers, just a couple more. $80 million. That is the number of tournament brackets completed, more than half of the 156 million ballots cast in the 2020 election. Think about that.
Yeah, no kidding.
One in 9.2 quintillion. This one is obvious. That is the odds of filling out
perfect bracket.
A perfect bracket. It is almost impossible, Shaw.
So you're saying there's a chance.
And last but not least, 19%. That is the increase in beer sales during March Madness. Chicken wing sales go up 23%, with fans consuming 2.3 billion wing portions just during March Madness alone.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you had like a quarter of one, and it was too hot. It came out your nose. Almost
supposed to spit it out.
I did spit it out. I thought it was coming out my nose.
A little hot on the hot wing.
I don't know if they lied to me or if it got mixed up or whatever, but yeah. I think my lips are still burning, Shaw. But there you go. March Madness by the numbers. Fill out your brackets and get ready. Tonight at 5:10 on True TV is when the action gets started.
Not awesome. Not great.
The best is yet to come.
But better than average.
You go to the best.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Sickness Podcast. Brought to you by Krat Lumber.
Is there a way for you to keep him back? We're trying not to shoot him, but...
They said as long as you don't turn your head.
Like, don't you...
Don't turn your head.
Keep looking at it?
Yeah. Don't turn your head.
What happened there?
Zebra on the loose. Apparently almost bit this guy's arm off in Ohio. At least that was the initial reports.
He bit an arm off?
I guess it bit him on the arm, and the initial reports were that it almost bit the arm off. Like, they may have had to have cut the arm off, but it sounds like he bit him so hard he did so much damage to his arm. It wasn't that he, like, ripped it off. They thought maybe they might have to amputate because there was so much damage done to the arm. But this is in Ohio.
Isn't that just like a horse's mouth, kind of? What's it
doing? You look at it, you're like, oh, it's a striped horse.
Yeah.
Right? All right, but... this happened on Sunday outside of a town, the town of Circleville, about 20 miles south of Columbus, Ohio. 72-year-old Ronnie Clifton, who owns a farm with several zebras on it, which is legal in Ohio. His place very popular with tourists. I don't know if he's got other animals there, Shaw, but he's got zebras. And on Sunday, a large male zebra attacked him in the field. One report said it was being overly protective. Some of the female zebras that were out there, so I don't know if it's mating season, and he was just, hey, man.
You get out of here.
Listen, Ronnie, I don't want you in here messing around with these are my ladies.
I got things to do.
Why don't we walk down and bang them all, right? Isn't that the joke? Police, of course, showed up because there was a 911 call, and sadly, they had to put the zebra down after it got too close to them and Ronnie's family. They tried to scare it off, but a spokesperson for the police department said they made the split-second decision to shoot, which... Can you just leave the pen and leave the zebra in there? I mean, like, is that, you know...
I don't know.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I watched some of the video, Shaw. It seems like maybe they could have gotten away from the zebra without shooting it. But initial reports said that the zebra did ripped Ronnie's arm off below the elbow, but it sounds like that wasn't quite dramatic or as dramatic as it seemed, and doctors were able to save the arm. So Ronnie's arm's going to be okay, but now we've got cocaine bears and meth gators and angry zebras.
Zebras attacking.
Coming soon. If you loved Cocaine Bear, get ready for Cocaine Zebra. It's as plain as black and white, but it snorted too much white. Cocaine Zebra.
I'd give an arm or leg to see it.
Cocaine Zebra, apparently in Ohio, running around biting people's arms off. Not anymore, though. They shot him dead.
He did.
Didn't we have, we had zebras in Wisconsin not too long ago. Remember the garbage? Remember the garbage truck guy had a video of him running down the highway?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Zebras walking down the road. I'm not even kidding. What in the actual? I'm on an African safari in a garbage truck.
Two zebras going viral after they were running down the street in Wisconsin back in 2021. A guy named David Haupt driving the garbage truck saw some zebras. What is it with zebras, man?
Right. I don't know. Can't get a good camel.
I'm assuming camels bite as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
They spit. They spit. They bite.
Mm-hmm. Arm.
Oof. Mm. Zebra on the loose, cocaine zebra. Watch out for that cocaine zebra.
I like it. No, I love it.
Keep listening. More of the best of the Morning Sickness is coming up. Brought to you by Crack Lumber.
Where's this coming from, man?
95.7. The Rock.
We schedule to go to dinner, and the waitress comes over, and he said, I'm going to take the burger. And the waitress asks him, do you want some cheese on your burger? And he asks, is this going to be extra? And she says, yes, it's $3 extra. And he said, okay, then never mind. I got up, and I went to the waitress, and I was like, hey, I just want to pay the bill. I just paid the bill and walked out of the restaurant, and I texted him, the check is taken care of, so I've gotten the cheese.
$3 for a piece of cheese on my burger?
Apparently. Now, I think this is in New York.
Okay, well, that might explain it.
But this woman is going viral because people hate her guts, and I hate her just from listening to her show. I can't stand people like this.
What happened?
So the guy doesn't want cheese on his burger because it's going to cost him $3. So what? Maybe he didn't really want cheese in the first place. And then he said, you know what? $3 for a piece of cheese is
stupid.
Forget
it. That's dumb.
That's dumb. Maybe it has nothing to do with the cheese. It's the fact that it's $3. And I'm putting my flag in the ground here on this one, Shaw. I'm going to die on that hill. Secondly, I hate her because her name is Daphna.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a stupid name.
It's a fine name.
Daphna. D-A-F-N-A. Who the hell names their kid Daphna?
It's okay. It's all right, Shaw.
And I hate her because she's on TikTok. And you know me and TikTok, Shaw. We don't go together very well. But a woman named Daphna on TikTok. TikTok going viral. after she talked about a date that was going apparently very well until her date ordered a burger. What I don't understand is they're in a restaurant where she gets Branzino, which is like a fish dish, right? Isn't that a fish?
I'm not
like
sure.
A Greek fish,
yes.
Right? And then he's ordering a burger. What? First of all, what restaurant are you in? And second of all, what are you doing ordering fish on a date? Don't order fish on a date. That's crazy. The waitress asked the guy if he wanted cheese on his burger,
yeah,
and he had asked, you know, is that going to be extra? She said, yeah, it's $3 more, and he said no. He later told Daphna that it was crazy how they charge extra for everything these days, and that turned her off. She said, yeah, it's New York City. I don't know, dude, if you go to a wing restaurant and they charge you for blue cheese and ranch dressing and celery and carrots, I don't know, that should come with it, right? Just include it in the price. Don't make it an extra charge. Just make it more expensive. The extra stuff is the thing we don't like, right, Shaw?
Agreed.
After they ate their meal, she got up saying she had to go to the restroom, and then she bolted. She paid the bill and walked out. She ghosted him. She then texted the guy telling him that the check was paid and that he should have gotten the cheese, and then blocked him on all the social media stuff.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell happened and why she was so offended. She's offended because he asked if there was an extra charge for cheese. They said, yes, $3. He said, I don't want to pay that. And then said to her, I can't believe they charge for all the extra things these days.
She apparently,
and that made her leave and pay the bill.
Not interested in the guy who's frugal, I guess. Even if it was just for himself. Not like, hey, don't get the cheese on your Branzino. right? I can't afford the $3. It's like, I don't want to pay $3 for a slice of cheese. Did he bring cheese from his house? Is he that frugal? No, he just said,
that would be wrong.
That'd be kind of weird.
Like
I'd be on Daphne's side if he brought pocket cheese. I'm with you on that one. She, of course, is getting ripped in the comments her TikTok. People are very upset.
I don't even understand what she was upset about.
She tried to have some fun with it with some follow-up videos. There's one about how cheese costs even more at the store, and there's a skit where she goes to the restaurant, orders extra, and it's $12, and all this cheese burger stuff. But
what's cheeseburger with Pepsi?
Cheeseburger.
Pepsi.
Cheeseburger. Also complains about how people are being way too harsh on her. Apparently, she says she is going to give the guy a second chance. Why would you want the second chance? You had no say in this whole TikTok viral thing. You just went on a date with some nut job who gets upset because you don't want cheese on your burger for $3. And then she blasts you on social media. Thank you so much, man. Please, may I have another? No, I'm good, Daphne. Why don't you find some other wacko on TikTok?
I have no idea what happened, Shaw.
She added, quote, here's another reason not to go out on a date with Daphne.
Daphne.
Quote, he's a psycho like me, and we're going to have fun. Maybe these two are meant to be together.
Maybe.
I don't know. None of that was great.
$3. You're going to ghost a guy at a restaurant over $3 on his own burger.
Maybe if she wouldn't have posted all this to TikTok, people wouldn't be so critical of her.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have known anything about it if you'd just gone about your day, lady.
Well, she's genius marketing here. She's trying to go viral, and that's exactly what she's done. She's gone viral, Shaw, over a cheeseburger.
This is what I'm talking about. Turn around, look at that. You see what I mean? It's plump, it's juicy, it's 3 inches thick. Now, look at this sorry, miserable, squashed thing. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, you're promising me one thing and you're giving me another.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the cheese on it, all right? It's $3. It's crazy. Leave the poor guy alone. Would you go on a second date with Daphne, Shaw?
I don't think so, no.
No.
I think I would have learned my lesson.
Saturdays from 6 until 10. It's the best of the morning sickness. The best of the morning
sickness. I like the morning show. They got some good comedy going on.
It's hilarious. It's a good morning show.
Brought to you by Krat Lumber. Premium products. Superior service. Since 1948. The best of the morning sickness. Only on 95.7. The Rock.
This poor guy, a man has been left devastated after he accidentally ate a Cadbury's cream egg that was worth 10,000 euro.
Like the Why? One we get at the grocery store?
Yeah, so you know the ones that have a gooey substance in them.
Love them.
Apparently Cadbury, at least in England, has what's called a cream egg hunt, and it hides 280 half-white, half-milk chocolate versions in stores across the UK. Anybody who finds one can claim the prize of 10,000 euros.
So one side of the egg is white, one side is brown?
Yep.
So you unwrap it, you buy it in the store,
it's
you unwrap
Willy Wonka.
It.
It's Willy Wonka.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like the golden ticket, right?
But he didn't know?
No, he had no idea. This guy's name is Adam Davis. He reached for one of the Easter treats and munched on the gooey snack, but didn't notice the different colors, claiming he was too hungry to pay attention.
How did he find out?
His friends pointed out the coloring, and that's when he realized he just ate an egg that could have given him 10,000 euro. He says, I don't feel too bad about eating it. I mean, who else can say they ate 10 grand in 30 seconds? He has reached out to the chocolate company, hoping they will still share some of the prize money.
No, sure
they won't. It's a consolation prize.
You can eat it after the prize, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just wait like a minute, dude. Get another one.
He was hungry.
Yeah, but if his friends saw him eating it and said something, you couldn't you stop him halfway? I got half the egg.
Stop.
Right?
I got half of it. The other half I already ate.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that would be good marketing. It's so good, you can't help yourself, even if it's worth
I'm sure they're going to use $10,000. It, but I wouldn't pay that guy any money. Mm-hmm. Dummy.
Monkey see, monkey through. Three hikers in South Africa suffered broken legs after an attack by agitated baboons who apparently rolled a large boulder down at them.
Oh.
A Facebook post detailing
like they teamed up to get us?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Get off my planet, freak incident. Dirty ape.
Happened last month after a group of seven hikers went on an expedition in the mountains of Western Cape of South Africa. The excursion was going well until the adventurers stopped for lunch, and they noticed a troop of Cape baboons on a cliff above them. The monkeys, some of the world's biggest, weigh up to 80 pounds and can be up to 4 feet long. The monkeys appeared agitated and curious about the humans below. They climbers didn't think too much about it, and they continued their descent down the cliff, that's when things started to get rocky. Two of the hikers decided to rappel down a waterfall when a massive 132-pound boulder, apparently dislodged by the baboons, hit the ledge that the remaining five were standing on. Ooh. The massive stone exploded on impact, sending shards of razor-sharp rock flying into the hikers like shrapnel, breaking three of their legs, leaving another flesh wound. Primate triggered rock slide still wasn't over. The mad monkeys continued to rain stones down on the hikers like something out of a medieval siege, forcing them to seek shelter. Luckily, they were able to make an SOS call, an air service helicopter, and the wilderness search and rescue teams were mobilized, and they got the climbers to a hospital for those who were injured.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
And this is a serious accusation for a company that has the word wings right there in the name. Some guy in Chicago is suing Buffalo Wild Wings and claims their boneless wings are really just chicken nuggets.
Well, yeah, that's
duh.
What a boneless wing is.
He filed a lawsuit accusing them of false advertising and is seeking an unspecified amount in compensation.
Do they have actual wings with bones in them?
I think they have traditional wings, yes.
Yes, regular
wings.
So then
they do have wings.
His basic argument is that if you call something wings, people could assume that they're made of actual wing meat. But
it's like the milk thing.
It's really chunks of breast meat that's deep fried and made to look like wings. The company is not even denying it. They downplayed the lawsuit and said in a tweet,
"Go away, you big dummy."
It's true. Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken, and our hamburgers contain no ham, and our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo. Technically, they're not really nuggets either. Normally, they're made with reconstituted meat, tiny bits of meat molded into a nugget shape. But this guy suing claims their product is closer to nuggets than actual deboned wings.
Doesn't sound like that.
The lawsuit claims that other companies sell similar menu items but don't call them wings. For example, Papa John's calls them chicken poppers.
Okay, whatever.
Dude, I'm with you on this one. There's no such thing as a boneless chicken wing. But who cares?
We all know what it is.
Don't order it then.
I don't know, reconstituted meat.
Well, that's what a nugget is.
Reconstituted chicken meat. Here you go. Reconstituted.
Turn it into a paste and they
put it in the shape. Well, it was constituted, then it became unconstituted.
And now it's reconstituted.
Because it burned the flag, and then it got reconstituted when it became a citizen again, right? It took the test and went to the Statue of Liberty, right? Okay. Isn't that the deal?
I feel like I just saw some grunge bands there. It was like, I went to the show for the Agitated Monkeys, man, and Reconstituted Meat was there. They came out too. It was great.
This guy just wants his wings, man. Just wants wings.
Well, then order the traditional wings.
Doesn't want chicken nuggets? What's wrong with chicken nuggets?
Yeah, well, that's...
It's reconstituted.
Who cares? They're delicious.
Man, they're so great.
If all my food is reconstituted and tastes like that, I'm good. I'm good with that. I'm all right.
As long as it's not spicy.
Oh, my God.
Not hot.
I'm ready to rock when you are, so let's do this.
It's the best of the morning sickness.
Good morning.
Brought to you by Krat Lumber. Premium products. Superior service. Since 1948, the best of the morning sickness. Only on 95.7, The Rock. One of them can have an entire conversation made up of movie quotes.
I paid a fool.
The other two usually have no clue what the he just said.
You like movies about gladiators?
We love to party.
I'll be back.
Wednesday mornings at 8:15. Win Brian's morning show money.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
By playing You're Killing Me, Shaws.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I want you to be nice. Until it's time to not be nice.
You're killing me, Shaws. Brought to you by GECU, the friendly credit union.
$30 up for grabs, Shaw. Jean not here to offer her opinion, which is, of course, irrelevant. So Doc is filling in for Jean.
Yeah, I think the little guy is on a roll this week, Ryan. I think he's going to know it.
Doc has faith in you, Shaw.
I appreciate it, Doc.
But much like Gene, his opinion is irrelevant. It's all about caller 15 on the Rock Line. 608-784-0957 is the number. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, are you familiar with how this game is played?
I am.
All right, Dave, you think Shaw's going to know the movie quote or not?
I do.
You do, and what are you going to do with $30 of my morning show money if you win, Dave?
Go to Saxon Hall for pizza and beer.
Oh, man, this guy knows exactly what he wants. You could definitely enjoy some pizza and beer with $30 of my morning show money.
Uh-huh.
Courtesy of GECU. I think you're going to know it, Shaw. It's lengthy.
Okay.
It's a very well-known movie. I know you've seen it.
Okay.
It's also very funny. And it stands out, so I think you're going to know it. But it was appropriate for today.
Okay.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
You probably get this a lot. This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
What do you mean?
Did Caesar live here?
No.
I didn't think so.
Would you like to hear that again?
Yes, please. I would, actually.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
You probably get this a lot. This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
What do you mean?
Did Caesar live here?
No.
I didn't think so.
You got it on two, or you want a third go around?
No, I think I got it.
You want a third go around on this one, Shaw?
If you want to push the button, man, have at it.
I think you got it. Go ahead. Yeah. Give me the movie. Go ahead. Give me the
that
movie.
That was Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover.
Oh! On this day, 2,067 years ago, 44 BC.
I see where you're going with
Julius
this.
Caesar was stabbed to death in the Roman Senate by a group of 60 conspirators. Whoa.
They all had a hand in it.
It is the Ides of March on March 15th, because that is when Julius Caesar was hornswoggled, Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
When they got him.
It was a coup.
It was a coup. They were overthrowing the government, which was at the time, of course, Julius Caesar. And Zach Galifianakis at Caesar's Palace in Vegas, wondering if they are beeper friendly. Can't get a cell on my SIG on my beep. Got a row of payphones somewhere. Wondering, of course, if the actual Julius Caesar lived there at Caesar's Palace. Dave from La Crescent got $30 of my morning show money. Nice job, Dave.
Here you go, Dave.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze?
Come on, Shaw.
Do they dream about mauling zebras?
Or Halle Berry in a woman suit?
Don't you worry, pretty strapping head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your crazy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug. And then we're gonna give him a best friend hug. Doug, 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 Dougie, Dougie, Doug, Doug. But if he's been murdered,
if he's been murdered by crystal meth tweakers,
well then we're bleep out of luck.
Well, then we're out of luck.
Right, Shaw?
That's it, man.
Dougie Doug.
Classic.
Ryan. Gene. Shaw.
And when you want the job done right, you go to the best.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Sickness Podcast. Brought to you by Krat Lumber.
Five tigers, catamounts, Nittany lions, two cougars, bobcats, bison, bruins, bears, panthers, and hoosiers, sun devils, blue devils, horn frogs, crimson tide, friars, and islanders, two gales, and the knights, red hawks, jayhawks, and hawkeyes, raging Cajun Aztecs, fighting Illini, four wildcats, who the hell are the Norse? Figure it out, there's still 33 more. Spartans, raiders, Trojans, boilermakers, and musketeers, terrapins, paladins, huskies, rams, cavaliers, longhorns, antelopes, double lackeys, and bravos, golden eagles, swines, golden flashes, cyclones, I've got Joes, four bulldogs, two owls, blue jays, mountaineers, volunteers, hurricanes, two wolf packs, razorbacks, that's it, write them down, fill out your brackets, it's March Madness.
Ah, yes, March Madness has begun, the first four last night. Texas A&M, Corpus Christi beating Southeast Missouri State 75-71. They'll move on to face overall number one Alabama. Good luck! Pittsburgh beating Mississippi State 60-59 last night. They move on to face number six Iowa State. And then, of course, tonight you've got Fairleigh Dickinson taking on Texas Southern. That'll be at 5:40 on True TV, followed by number 11 Nevada taking on number 11 Arizona State. That'll be also at on True TV. That'll be at 8:10. Odds of finishing with a perfect bracket. We talked a bit about this yesterday with some March Madness stats and info. That would be, of course, guessing all of the games correctly is a 1 in 120 billion chance. And that's assuming that you know something about college basketball going in and consider how the teams are seeded. Now, if you know absolutely nothing about college basketball and you do it on a coin flip or maybe which jersey color you prefer, that's when the real long odds start. That's 1 in 9.2 quintillion. One mathematician put it this way, quote, you have better odds of winning the Powerball with two consecutive tickets than getting a perfect bracket. Damn! Like buying one ticket, then a second ticket for the Powerball, same drawing, and you get the same numbers on each ticket, and then you win. Your odds of doing that are better than picking a perfect bracket. That's crazy. Mathematician also said, quote, you also have better odds that a family of four will all get hit by lightning separately in their lifetime. Mom, dad, the two kids, not at the same time, all separately getting hit by lightning in their lifetime. Better odds of that happening than getting a perfect bracket. Also, if you're looking for another analogy, I guess, if you will, or a comparison, there's a 1 in 10,000 chance that you'll get injured by a toilet in your lifetime, so there are better odds that that same family of four all get injured by a toilet during their lifetime in separate incidents than pecking a perfect bracket. The longest streak of a perfect bracket, by the way, was a neuropsychologist. There we go. Jesus Christ. A guy from Ohio managed to pick the winner in the first 49 games in 2019 correctly. There are 63 games in total. So he was pretty close. Boy, oh boy, can you imagine getting through those first couple of rounds and he got 49 of the 63 correct? Woo! By the way, the Badgers, not, of course, playing in the NCAA tournament, but they are in the NIT. They beat Bradley last night, 81-62. They advanced to play number 3 seed Liberty in the second round of the NIT. Brackets, brackets, brackets. Brackets everywhere. I think my wife's got like 12 or 13 different brackets. She's got all the highlighters. She's ready to go. Two more games tonight, and then the real college basketball action starts, of course, on Thursday.
Don't go anywhere. Another dose of the best stuff from the Morning Sickness is on the way.
It's coming. Coming, coming, coming. Get it.
The best of the Morning Sickness. Brought to you by Krat Lumber. Only on
favorite station
95.7 The Rock.
A van fire and explosion in Santa Rosa, California, shut down a highway on-ramp and led to the discovery of large amounts of marijuana that had been soaked in butane.
What?
Don't know what that's about.
They soaked it to try and avoid the smell? Is
I don't know what their thinking was at the time.
Can you bring it back after that? Like,
I don't know.
And get the butane out of it?
But it sounds like there may have been some butane that dripped and combined with the exhaust, and that may be what caused the fire. Police and fire crews arrived on scene to find the white van with flames shooting out of the vehicle. They were able to put out the fire, treat the driver for burns. They say the inside the vehicle, they discovered several 55-gallon bags full of marijuana that had been soaked in butane.
You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
Legit question. Was any of them named Matt Foley? Did they capture anybody named Matt Foley?
I don't see that in this story anymore.
Was the motivational speaker that's been thrice divorced? No?
I don't believe so, no.
All right.
He got off this time.
Boy, oh boy, that does sound like a Matt
Doesn't
Foley
it really?
Motivational
no.
speaker plot.
Mm-hmm. If you already locked in Cocaine Bear as the most ridiculous movie premise of the year, you may have moved too soon.
Oh, we got Meth Gator coming.
Well, somebody also made an entire movie about a guy who's stuck in a porta potty.
Oh, man.
It is a German movie called, well, I can't say what it's called. It has a two-word title, and the first word is holy. You figure it out.
Sheep?
Yeah. It's a horror thriller, although it appears to have some comedic aspects. The hero wakes up trapped in a john on a construction site where demolition is about take place.
That's one of my favorite games to play on the job site. When I was working for the city, this is in a previous life, Shaw, obviously. I worked for the city of Manchester, New Hampshire, and we had porta potties in the yard, you know, where the trucks and all that stuff were. And somebody would go in there and you'd back a truck up to the door and they couldn't get in. There was nothing they could do.
They couldn't get out.
They'd have to cut that thing out with a box knife or like burn it down to get out there. Oh, man.
Well, it turns out this guy was put there by a guy who wants his girlfriend and had to escape before he's blown to bits. The trailer for that movie dropped yesterday. Always love these stories. When somebody passes away, oftentimes a colorful character, and the family members use the obituary to highlight that colorfulness.
Yes.
Here's a man in Alton, Illinois, by the name of Kenneth Joseph Pluhar, who died after losing a battle with sepsis at the age of 62. Mm. According to his obituary, this hard-as-nails redneck SOB finally found something meaner and more stubborn than himself. Like any good card-carrying, Ray-Ban-wearing, camo-coverall-loving redneck, Keene had three true loves: hunting, fishing, and drinking.
Nice.
He liked both kinds of music, country and western, and like every sad cowboy song, he couldn't stay married. But that didn't keep him from trying again and again. He had a total of four marriages and divorce. But everybody loved him to the end, which is a miracle, seeing as he took the idea of being hard to love as a personal challenge.
If you go to the family reunion to meet women, you might be a redneck.
Might be this guy over here that's hard to love, but sepsis took him down, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like a really bad way to die.
It is.
That's actually like when your pee gets stuck inside you, right?
Well, you know, you get body sores, I think.
I thought sepsis was like when your urinary stuff starts to shut down, your like renal.
I think it does attack your organs, ultimately.
All right, and then you start filling up with poo and pee and stuff, right?
Not good. And a 39-year-old woman in Florida named Carlene Biswanger is facing a felony battery charge.
Bless you.
For allegedly striking her 68-year-old boyfriend in the eye with an avocado.
How old is she?
She's 39. He's 68.
Avocados from Mexico.
Hey, give the guy points for...
I guess.
Hey, man.
It happened at their apartment Sunday night. It's not clear why the boyfriend was bean, but we're assuming there was some kind of argument because she also hit him in the arm with a metal hanging rod.
Oh.
She was arrested for battery, and that was upgraded to a felony charge because the victim is older than 65.
Is it one of those hard avocados?
Well, like, that's the thing.
Ripe or like
any avocado
yet?
Might give you a black eye, but some are harder than others. The police report does not specify if this avocado was overripe or underripe.
If it's underripe, you can do some serious damage. You might lose an eye.
Yeah, no, they are hard. Yeah.
Overripe, you might just get a bruise, but overripe, you could be in some serious, or underripe, you could be in some serious trouble, Shaw.
That's true.
You look like an avocado had sex with an older avocado.
Maybe
that's what happened.
Maybe that's it.
She whacked him upside the head with an unripened avocado, Shaw.
Ow.
That can hurt.
I don't think they're going to stay together.
I doubt it. It doesn't seem like their love was meant to last.
Brian, Gene, and Shaw get their best stuff every Saturday morning. Brought to you by Kratt Lumber.
All systems go.
The best of the morning sickness. Only on 95.7 The Rock.
You're driving along.
I'm driving along.
Having a good day.
I'm having a good day.
Some a-hole cuts you off.
Oh, no.
Doesn't use their turn signal. Does something really stupid. And you drive by them, Shaw. You finally get around them.
Mm-hmm.
Are you middle finger or thumbs down?
All right, just keep going.
Me too.
Oh, I'm middle finger. All the time. Every time. Twice on Sunday, Shaw. Gen Z, I guess, apparently. But young people. Is that millennial gen? What are young people now?
I've lost track.
So it's a thumbs down?
These are even, they're going thumbs down.
Okay.
They're saying that it's better to go thumbs down because you're showing them that you're disappointed in them rather than angry at them, Shaw.
Okay. I get that.
Young people are supposedly ditching the bird, the one-finger salute, and giving drivers a thumbs down instead. Sort of like booing your performance. Boo. You've done a bad job driving. They claim that it's more effective. Someone talked to a bunch of millennials and Gen Zers about this whole phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And their basic argument is that it's not as rude or crass, but actually more hurtful, Shaw. You're tapping into their feelings. One person said, quote, "It's the equivalent of telling someone, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed."
Yep, you did a bad job. It's
supposed to hurt more that way.
A bad job, Shaw.
Flipping someone off is also aggressive, so it's when aggressive. You do it, their natural reaction is to get defensive and think you're the jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
But a thumbs down keeps the focus on them. It's a crystal clear statement that they, in fact, did something wrong.
Bad choice, Shaw.
Another person compared it to pushing someone's, quote, personal dislike button. And according to a body language expert, that actually might have a lot to do with why it's trending, because YouTube and Reddit and several other social media sites use the thumbs down as a
dislike.
Way to grade things and dislike things.
Dislike it.
People have been posting their stories online. It does seem to leave a bit of an impression. One TikToker said she got a thumbs down a while back for driving too slow, and she thinks about it all the time, Shaw.
One time when we were in Colorado, there was an outcrossing sign, so we slowed down to the recommended speed. And then somebody from Colorado went around us, rolled their window down, stuck their arm all the way out, and gave us a thumbs down. And I think about that interaction every single day. Flipping people off when you're driving is dead. Give them a thumbs down. They will not forget you.
It's thumbs down.
He'll never be dead. The finger will always be alive.
The finger lives.
The finger lives, Shaw. You can take your thumbs down and you can go about your merry business and try to tell people you're disappointed.
Whatever.
I'm going to always go Rockets, man.
I told
single
you
Rockets.
About Ella learning to drive this year, and we were turning and she got a finger, and horrified, by the way. No, it wasn't
okay.
You, but so and she didn't do anything wrong. I mean, she really didn't. But anyway, she got a finger, and she was
traumatized.
Oh my gosh, she pulled in the parking lot and she's like, got in the parking spot and she's like, have you ever gotten the finger driving? Oh, girl. Yeah.
Lady, we invented the finger. We invented the finger.
I got the finger. Yeah.
I will say, and you know me, Shaw, I'm sort of anti-government. I don't want to meddling in my business. However, when it comes to driving, I think there should be updates on driving. I've said this for years.
Updates?
You take a class when you're 15 years old, and then you turn 16 and you get your license, and you never have to prove that you know how to drive ever again.
That's true.
Unless you get a ton of tickets and you get your license revoked, that stuff I think goes without saying. But like, if you just drive around without ever getting caught doing something stupid, or if the laws change and you're not aware of it, you just don't have to like update your driving ability. And let's just say,
even when you're 80 something.
Well, from 16 to 30, you're telling me that you haven't changed physically, mentally, maybe your eyes haven't changed. Obviously, you know, sometimes they require you to get glasses, but I mean, things may have changed, right? The rules of the road change. Do you remember that what white lines mean? Do you remember what yellow lines mean? Do you know what dashes mean? You know, these things, Shaw, you may forget about them over time because you just get so lazy. We're encouraging people to take their hands off the wheel of the vehicle now.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So
right.
I think that maybe it would be helpful if there was a 10-year refresher course. And not so much like a certification from the government, but more of like a, hey, maybe you should go back and relearn how to drive because maybe you forgot something. That's all I'm saying. And I don't know if the government needs to be involved in that. Maybe it's more of like a suggestion thing. I don't know. You're doing thumbs down? You don't want that?
I'm giving you a thumbs down, Brian.
That's fine. It doesn't affect me because I have no feelings. I will say that the meme of the guy at the Mets game giving the thumbs down is very funny. You know the one I'm talking about, the guy with the beard and the glasses, and he's just standing there for like 10 minutes with thumbs down. He's showing it. You can boo and boo and boo and throw things on the field. But I tell you what, His silent protest stood out.
Dedicated, too.
It did. Dedicated, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going middle fingers, though, Shaw. I'm still throwing up rocks.
Yeah, I know. It makes you feel better.
It does. It makes me feel better, and that's what it's really all about, Shaw. It's not about the other driver.
Of course.
They should know they're stupid. And if they're that stupid, are they ever going to change? No, they're just going to be dumb forever. I can't help that. I'm just going to let him know. You're number one, buddy.
I like it. No, I love it.
Keep listening. More of the best of the Morning Sickness is coming up. Brought to you by Crack Lumber.
Where's this coming from, man?
95.7 The Rock. It's Friday. The weekend's here, and you're looking for something to do. Check out three things to do in and around La Crosse this weekend.
Three, of course, is one more than two.
See more on the Morning Sickness page at 95.7therock.com or on the free 95.7 The Rock app.
It's the weekend!
It's finally arrived, and it's going to be cold. But we're looking at highs near 50 next week, all week long.
Yeah.
So we'll suffer today and tomorrow and even a little bit on Sunday.
That's
fine. Temperatures will improve next week as we get closer and closer to April. Three things to do in and around La Crosse this weekend. You can see my list on the Morning Sickness page at 957therock.com. And obviously, today, it's all about the .01K. Our 18th annual St. Paddy's Day .01K to benefit the Hunger Task Force. You know, it's funny, Shaw. I was thinking about this earlier. For all of the drinking that gets done on St. Paddy's Day and the partying and all the things. I have more memories of the things that we've done on St. Paddy's Day than almost any other event that we do.
It's so much fun. When I look back at these pictures, it's crazy how much stuff
we've done.
Well, it's just goofy and dumb, and it's a great reason to get together and be silly. It's not to be taken seriously. It's just a fundraiser, Shaw, and it's good fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's all brought to you by River Valley Remodelers and Paul's Heating and Air Conditioning, and it takes place this afternoon at Brothers on Pearl Street. If you want to reminisce a little bit and you want to enjoy, go to our YouTube page and check out some of the videos. We've got videos from many years ago, Shaw, including the year that Scrady made a hovercraft.
Yeah.
We've got the pictures, of course, from the year that we threw dust all over everybody. Oh, green dust, the color run. Stuff,
color run. We did the get lit,
the late night one where it was dark out and everybody was wearing glow sticks and stuff.
We had the green lights up.
Yeah, we had all the green lights. So big thanks to everybody for participating. You can still register for the .01K by going to aroundrivercity.com. Or if you just want to wait till this afternoon, you can join us at Brothers. The doors there at Brothers open at 3, but we don't start doing check-ins and registration till 4 o'clock. The run happens at about 6. We close the street down. Mm-hmm. We got the pace car from Sleepy Hollow. We've got the mini cans of Mountain Dew from our friends at Gillette Pepsi. The drinking gloves, courtesy of Thorson Graphics, for the first 250 people that are signed up. And we've got, it's just going to be a hell of a good time. And many hands make light work. So big thanks to all of our sponsors, including, of course, Paul's Heating and Air Conditioning, River Valley Remodelers, Brothers, Schneider Accounting and Tax, and the April Carrier Agency of Farmers Insurance. .01K later on this afternoon. That is our first thing to do in and around lacrosse this weekend. Now, tomorrow, we just talked to our buddy Malum about this. A immensely talented band out of the Madison area, Shaw.
Shaw would like the...
You would dig these guys. Yeah. Have you ever seen the People Brothers band?
I have not.
Oh, man. This is right in your wheelhouse.
This is your
trust
jam,
me.
Shaw.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, this is totally in your wheelhouse. The People Brothers band, they're going to bring their amazing talents to the stage at the Main in downtown lacrosse tomorrow night. Doors are at 7. Music starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $10 in advance. Or I think Malum said they're $15 at the door. Mm-hmm. So if you want to save money, Shaw, you can buy them online today. But don't miss this band. If you haven't seen them yet, Shaw, they are incredible.
It's like rhythm and soul and Americana.
Jazz and blues.
And jazz.
And just a real funky mix of everything, man. And like, we're talking mandolins and banjos and all the crazy instruments that, you know, like, oh, what can I do with this thing, right? And then they play it and it's amazing. So the People Brothers band tomorrow night at the Main at Event Space on Main Street in downtown lacrosse. And then Sunday, Shaw, it's chicken queue season.
Oh,
and this is the big one.
It's Shelby.
Which is kind of a bummer because I'm eating corned beef and cabbage on Sunday. But the 56th annual, 56th annual Shelby Fire Department Chicken Queue. This one is one of my favorites because it's right down the street from my house. They start setting up the fire pits late in the week. They get the coals going on Saturday, Shaw, because they got to get a lot of that chicken pre-roasted. Mm-hmm. And then all that wafts over to my house. Nice. I'm literally a stone's throw from the fire department. So this one starts in the morning, the 56th annual Shelby Fire Department Chicken Queue, taking place on Sunday at the Shelby Fire Department on Ward Ave. Tickets for the event available right across the street at the Shelby Town Hall.
$11, right?
Or you can buy them in advance online. They're at the Shelby Town Hall website. They're only $11. It's a drive-through / dine-in event. Keep that in mind if you're driving in the area. They do a really good job, Shaw, of directing traffic.
Okay.
But there is traffic over in that area, so expect that. The nice thing is they sort of weave it through the neighborhoods. But the line moves rather quickly. I remember the year during COVID, when it went completely drive-through, Shaw, we sat in line, but they're fantastic. I tell you what, very few chicken queues are run as well as theirs.
They've had 56 years to figure
it
out.
Right, yeah.
It starts at 10:30, goes till 5:30 until they run out of chicken, which usually happens. And, of course, you can find out more about that on the Morning Sickness page at 957therock.com. And there you go. My three things to do in and around lacrosse this weekend. There are certainly plenty of other events. You can find a lot of them at aroundrivercity.com. And if you've got an event coming up, post it for free right there at aroundrivercity.com, and maybe we'll highlight your events one Friday morning when we're talking about things to do in and around lacrosse this weekend.
Missed it? Download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 957therock.com and the 957 The Rock app.